Who knows what it'll be like tomorrow when the Dragons and the Roosters play in the traditional Anzac Day game at Allianz Stadium. It's an occasion, not so much a match. And one of the players who'll be lucky enough to play in it is Tarek Sims from the Dragons, who joins us now. G'day, Tarek.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Looking forward to being out there on the field and listening to that tomorrow, mate.
Oh, mate, I'm feeling it a bit. We're just at training. We're about to start our captain's run now. So, you know, tomorrow couldn't come quick enough. You know, it's my first ever, you know, game playing for in the Anzac game. And, I'm pretty pumped. And it's a special day for everyone.
Yeah, good. You know, it's one of the favourite days of the year. We pay tribute to our servicemen, but it is great to be able to watch this spectacle unfold at Allianz Stadium. And it is different. Has the build-up been different, Tarek?
It is a bit different. This week, it's been a very long week. You know, training's been sort of spread out throughout the last week, but it's been good. We've had a couple of soldiers come in and talk to us throughout the week in the build-up today and into tomorrow. So, look, we'll make sure that we're doing our best job out there on the field, and you know, we're coming up against a pretty strong Sydney Roosters side.
Tarek, you've got there midway through last year. Compare and contrast last season, or the back end of last season, to what you've experienced at the Dragons this season, leading the competition at this stage.
Yeah, no, it's been a great learning curve. I've had to learn a new position when I came here, and that was sort of the front row or lock sort of role. But, you know, a couple of games this year, I found myself back out on the edge, and, you know, it felt like the old days. And, you know, I love playing on the edge. And if I do get the opportunity, or if I am called upon to play on the edge, look, I'd love to play out there again. And, you know, but my role is, at the moment for the team, is to, you know, make as much impact as I can coming off the bench, trying to turn the game into our favour, or, you know, if our big boys have already got the game under control, sort of lift it to a new level. But in terms of leading the competition, it's a job that we've been working really hard for, you know, all pre-season in the lead up to round one. And, you know, we're taking it week by week and making sure that we're doing our best to, you know, get over the other sides of the packs in the NRL, because, you know, no game's easy and 2 points are very hard to come by.
And, mate, that's the challenge every week. The Dragons go forward has been the standout for the Dragons. That's been the big contrast for mine from last season to this season. And, in fact, if you're going to go forward against the Roosters, it's just a lot more hard work, Tarek, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. Like I touched on before, the Roosters have got a great pack and they've got a, you know, their attitude towards defence is great. You know, they keep turning up for each other. You know, the big boys really do set the platform for their halves, and I think their halves have been probably, you know, one of the standout halves of the competition so far. I think they're players that love to run the ball. They take the line on a lot, and they're not afraid to get a whack. So, you know, if you're a player playing with, you know, two halves that are steering the team around like that, you know, that... you know, that'd fire you up. So you want to make sure you're laying the best platform for them to take on the line. But, you know, in the same breath, they've got great executioners out wide that, you know, can definitely finish off a try. So we've got our work cut out for us, but, you know, we're pretty excited going into the game.
A couple of players have really stood out for me for the Dragons so far this year. Your halfback, Josh McCrone,
is
playing well above his weight. And Cameron McGuinness is giving great service out of dummy half. How much of a difference has he made to the team?
Yeah, well, Josh, you know, he sort of has just been toiling away there, and then all of a sudden Drew Hudson went down with his knee, and then he's been called upon. And, you know, he's played a lot of first grade, Josh McCrone. So he sort of slipped straight into that role, and, you know, he compliments Gaz really well, and they play really well off each other. And, you know, his kicking game is really valuable to our team, because he sort of drops the ball right on a dime, and all we have to do is get down there and bash and play two and three. So, you know, and with Cam McGuinness, you know, he's been great since he's come to the club. You know, he's a straight down the line, blue collar, works hard. And, you know, you know what you're going to get from him every time he's going in there in the hooker role. So, and he plays big minutes, so, which is great for us, because, you know, it gives us an opportunity to stack another big boy on the bench.
Anyone mentioned the premiership word yet, Tarek?
We're not talking like that or even thinking like that. You know, to be honest, we're just taking it week by week. We've got to make sure that we're, you know, knocking off the team that's in front of us first, and you know, we move on to the next one after that. But you know, no one's getting ahead of themselves. Like I said, we can fall in a hole and lose the rest of the year on, you know, straight sets. So we've got to make sure we go week by week and keep doing our job for the team and keep being relentless through the middle.
As any Dragons fan would say, it's a long, long season.
It's a long,
long way to go.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's rugby league, so anything could happen. you know, like I said, we're just going to be toiling away and doing our best for, you know, each other, our fans.
Well, I know it's your first one, mate, but the Dragons, doesn't matter how the Dragons are going, good, bad or indifferent, they always rise on Anzac Day. You've actually beaten the Roosters 7 out of the last 9 times on Anzac Day, so good luck tomorrow again.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Look, I'm jumping out of my skin to play for it, so I can't wait for tomorrow. Bring it on.
Fantastic, mate. Tarek Sims, thanks so much for your time. The Dragons up against the Roosters.